Welcome back. You're tuned in to Agriculture Today. On this segment, we want to discuss the obvious growth that we've seen in our agricultural cooperatives in Kansas over the last many years, and a new write-up based on research out of K-State on sustainable growth rates for cooperatives. We'll explain what that concept is all about right here, as we're visiting with Brian Brigeman once again. Brian, you'll recall, is the director of the Arthur Capper Cooperative Center in K-State's Department of Agricultural Economics. Brian, this growth phenomenon we've seen in cooperatives in Kansas, it's been rather substantial, hasn't it?
You're right, Eric. If we look over time how co-ops have changed, it's been very significant. You know, many things have influenced it, from producer consolidation, right? Farmers are getting larger. They have different needs. Technology has come at us. It's changed the way we farm today, and new global markets have opened up. All of that has really changed our agricultural co-ops. So if we look back over time, just to put this in context about the growth and how it's changed, back in 1950 in Kansas, we had 350 farmer cooperatives. Today, we have 71. Mm-hmm. So it's just been a tremendous amount of consolidation. And a lot of that has also led to some growth in order, like I said before, to meet the needs of farmers, their owners, right, of the cooperatives, what they need today in order to be efficient and drive their farms, you know, to be successful.
So fewer cooperatives, but larger in scope. This sustainable growth rate as a measurement of, in essence, the economic health of an agricultural cooperative, what is this, basically?
So this is something that I've worked with other agribusinesses, even typically larger, multinational, maybe even publicly traded, and other businesses work within this framework or idea of a sustainable growth rate. So what it is, as I've seen this consolidation and change that has happened and have been in boardrooms and had many discussions with cooperative directors, managers, CEOs, employees, it's a nice way to kind of frame up a discussion of how we should grow strategically, right, as a framework. Not that it provides the answers, but it gives us a way to kind of frame up strategic growth. So many other businesses use it. So this was a line of research that I'm working with a graduate student on to say, hey, what can we gain from this? What knowledge can we gain from this and apply it to Kansas cooperatives? And the thing that's nice is it is that framework, right? It sets it up in a way that we all can have a discussion and better understand growth, but do it in a sustainable way so that our cooperatives can be around for many more years to come.
So it serves or can serve as something of a roadmap for those board members, for the management of those co-ops to plan for the future and get a grip on where they are right now. The components of this sustainable growth rate, it's a fairly straightforward calculation, you say, right?
It is. And in the fact sheet, which you can find on our website at accc.ksu.edu, it, you know, gives the detail and how we actually calculate it and how we apply it to the data that we have. But for purposes here, just to kind of set it up in the framework, it really boils down to four levers that co-op directors and managers can pull to help drive sustainable growth. The first is looking at earnings retention. So earnings retention is looking at how much of those earnings that we have at the end do we retain within the cooperative in order to help finance various, you know, infrastructure or things that, you know, drive growth that require money. So how much are we retaining within? So that's the first one. Second is to look at leverage. So leverage here, we're talking about debt capital. So when we go out to borrow money, right, in order to fund growth, that's another way, another lever that we can pull to do that. Third is profit margin, right? So being a profitable company, which all helps to drive that bottom line, right, that we can drive our growth rate. And the fourth and final one is operating efficiency. So utilizing that infrastructure, those assets, those fixed assets that we have available to us at the co-op to drive it as efficiently as possible. So those four, earnings retention, leverage, profit margin and operating efficiency really encapsulate and calculate, really, the sustainable growth rate for cooperatives.
And cooperatives have the numerical forms of each of those four on hand, and they can basically do the simple math, which is outlined in this write-up. We won't go through all of those mechanics here. But of those four elements, which one is really the key as far as that sustainable growth?
Right. So in the fact sheet, we go into some calculations and we do break it down, the different levers. I think first thing to think about is, you know, today the growth that we're experiencing, what is the sustainable growth rate? Well, by our calculations for Kansas cooperatives, now this is on average, it's going to vary for each individual co-op, but on average, it's around 10%. So looking at that, you know, that sales growth that we would experience. So if we look at that 10% and how you get there, right, the four levers, earnings retention, leverage, profit margin, and operating efficiency, our research clearly shows the most important lever to drive sustainable growth is profit margin. It's the one that if you do not have it, you do not have growth. The clearest example that we talk about in the fact sheet is the farmland bankruptcy that occurred in 2002, 2003. Very difficult time for cooperatives. And in fact, on average, we saw profit margins dip into negative territory. And the way that our calculation works, sustainable growth rates went negative, and that's never a good thing. So as I work with boards and talk with management teams, the most important thing when it comes to sustainable growth is you have to have positive margins. We must be a profitable business because without that, nothing else happens.
Which makes perfectly good sense, as a matter of fact, when it comes to growth. When we look at growth and the consequences of it, it's presumed to be a positive thing. There can be too much of a good thing by the same token. So the numbers become interesting here, Brian.
Yeah, there has been a lot of expansion and a lot of growth, not just here in Kansas, but across the United States. I've been to many different conferences, talked with many different farmer cooperative leaders, and there has been substantial growth. But the question is it sustainable? Mm-hmm. As that kind of happens. So part of the other thing that's nice about the sustainable growth rate and for directors and managers is to say, okay, if we have rapid growth, what can we do? I think before I get into breaking that down about what the model tells us about what you can do, it's more important to say, if you're going to have a growth discussion, strategic growth, whatever that may be, first and foremost, does this add value to the membership? How does this make farmers, our owners, better? And furthermore, growth for growth's sake doesn't work, right? There has to be some end goal, some strategic goal in place that ultimately adds value back to the membership. So if we put that plan into place and we do experience very rapid sales growth that far exceeds what is sustainable, what do you do, right? We have a plan in place. We need to see it through. What can a co-op's board and managers do? Well, in our research that we've talked about, and we break it down in the fact sheet, and we've also done some additional things to kind of drive this point home, is when that challenge arises, actual growth exceeds your sustainable growth, a board really has two key things that they should focus on. And it goes right back to those four levers. The first is leverage. Acquiring additional debt capital to get you through that very rapid growth time so that you can meet your goals and objectives is one way that the sustainable growth rate model tells us that you can work through that challenge. The other is look at operating efficiency, right? So if our actual sales growth is far exceeding our sustainable growth rate, we need to really focus on our assets, our fixed assets. Are we using them as efficiently as possible? You know, looking at volume and throughput and making sure that the assets available to us are being run and managed very, very well. The other two, the earnings retention and profitability margin, when we have that challenge in place, really are not as important. So in order to meet that rapid growth, we need to consider that leverage and operating efficiency. But first and foremost, you have to have a clear strategic goal in mind and how is it going to benefit the farmer.
And that's where applying this model comes in useful for those boards, for those co-op managers. Full analysis of where they stand, where they're going, what they need to do to maintain that growth, sustain it, as the name would imply.
Right.
There's a write-up on this on your website. It goes through the entire definition of the sustainable growth rate and some examples of how it works and so forth. And you would encourage all of those folks involved in cooperative management to have a look at this and take it up as a management tool.
Right, right. Yeah, just the way I view it is not that it's going to provide the answer. It's not the silver bullet right. to figuring out sustainable growth. Rather, it's a great way to have a boardroom discussion, to have a senior management team discussion. And in fact, download the fact sheet at accc.ksu.edu. It's just part of our fact sheet series and, you know, part of our purpose at the Capper Center to provide relevant education and research to the cooperative community.
If you have any level of involvement in local cooperative leadership, by all means, have a look at this information. It's a really good read and good guidance on how to use, as the title would imply, sustainable growth rates for cooperatives. Brian, this is great work. Thank you for letting us know about it right here.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
He's the director of the Arthur Capper Cooperative Center here at Kansas State University. Brian Brigeman, you're listening to Agriculture Today.